There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Advanced Medicine time, and it's global. We're going global today because Dr. Rashid Batar, he just can't be contained by any one country. You just knew you had to go out there and tell everybody what you know, and they actually like it.
Well, some of them really, really liked it a lot. At least in Jordan, they did.
Yeah, so you're in the Middle East, as it's known. Also, we have a picture up, permission granted by Dr. Batar, not buried in the Dead Sea mud, but covered in it. And what a great shot! You've never looked more tan in your life.
It was an incredible experience, and I'll tell everybody out there right now that was 24 hours ago, and I am detoxing right now.
Yeah, it's such a minerally rich brine that you go in, you can't sink in it. When I went to the Dead Sea years ago, I covered in mud, and you could sit down and read a newspaper, and you're floating so high, the newspaper won't even get wet.
I don't know whether you got any of it in your eyes. Did you get it in your eyes?
Oh, it stings like crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was painful.
Yeah.
I was doing some of my breathing exercises, so you know, bring the hands up and over your head and you stretch out.
Right.
And start gripping on my head and drip down between my sunglasses and my forehead into my eyes. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know how I was going to get back to the edge because I was probably about 200 feet out. And, because I couldn't see anything. At a certain point, I started walking, but the eyes were burning so bad. But anyway, it cleared.
Oh man. Well, yeah, I can commiserate with you on that. But it's been many years, since that time. But just encouraging to me that you're able to go around the world. Of course, we reach all over the world with the radio show each and every week. We know that. But sometimes, you know, being it, like when we do our advanced medicine seminars together, bringing people together, interacting with them and human to human, it just changes the equation. They really get to see who you are and what you're about.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, the most amazing thing that's happened for me, and there's been a lot of amazing things that I've already shared with you in private before we went on the air here, but the most amazing thing was just in the last 2 hours, and I sent you that picture of the church where Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is where I'm at right now, and right across the street, the picture of the mosque. And how many Christians or Muslims in the world do you think know that there's a church where Jesus is born with a mosque across the street? Literally, and I'm not exaggerating, it would be about a 25 to 30 second walk, and you can pick up a rock and throw it from one building to the other and hit it.
Mm.
It's that close.
It's amazing. And yet, probably a synagogue or two as well around there.
I'm sorry?
Probably a synagogue or two around there as well.
Probably so. I didn't see any synagogues there, but of course it's nighttime too, but it's, you know, all lit up. I didn't see anything that indicated there was a synagogue in that area, but I'm sure there is. But the point is that how many wars, you know, based upon that seventh toxicity that I talk about in my book, the spiritual toxicity.
Right.
How many wars have been fought between the monotheistic religions, between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam? How many people have died over the centuries over this very issue? And yet, here is the birthplace of Christ and a mosque right across the street from it. And as you said, very appropriately, a synagogue probably within a block or two, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, the thing is, and I've told this story before, maybe to you as well. I mean, my mother was born in Palestine, what was then Palestine, now Israel. And when she was growing up, she said the Arabs and the Jews and the Christian, I mean, everybody worked and lived alongside one another. There was very little discord in her memory until, the British got involved, then they declared the statehood, and then everybody else from outside there was messing with that area to foment so much hatred and so much distrust. And every time you do that, you disallow the people to work things out on a local level. Because when you have to do commerce with somebody locally, it's not good business to be blowing them up.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got all the influx stuff, you know, after World War II, what had happened to the Jewish nation. So many people had been just, you know, families ripped apart, people, you know, having been displaced from their homes. And so they had, when they came somewhere else, I mean, they came to Israel, and when they came to settle, it caused a lot of, there was a lot of pain.
Yes.
And that pain sometimes transcends into or transforms into distrust. And that distrust then fuels, which is a normal phenomenon for anybody who's gone through, or any people that have gone through that type of atrocity. And you see what's happened with the Palestinians. And, you know, it's very interesting. I had no idea that, for example, if a Saudi comes into Israel, they'll be arrested, because when they come back through the border through Jordan, their passports are tracked and they will be arrested. And I didn't know that if you have a Israeli stamp on your passport, certain Arab-speaking countries can't enter.
And they won't, they won't let you in. That's true.
Visa, which is good for 15 years, and I was told repetitively, make sure they don't stamp your passport, which apparently they don't now anyway. They give you.
Yeah, they're pretty aware of it, I think. But I think
point. But that's just fueling more animosity, and instead of, you know, so when you're standing in a road and you look to your left and you see a church, and you look to your right and you see a mosque, and then you, and this isn't just a church or a mosque. It's, you know, it's the birthplace of Christ, and it's a mosque right across the street. And as you said, I'm sure within a block or two, the synagogue. I'm so looking forward to going to Jerusalem. I told everybody that was with, listen, I'm going to be spending at least a solid full day in Jerusalem, and I'm going to be praying. And they said, it won't do you any good. You need a lot more than one day of prayer. And I probably would have to agree with them.
It's true. So. It's true. But I think, you know, what I like to bring out is that how people become political pawns, the so-called little people, the people who aren't in control, aren't the bankers, aren't the war makers, and they become pawns and they foment hatred. You have to dehumanize people to be able to kill them and blow them up and things like that. And, you know, whether it be our own country in America, where we look to the government and we'll criticize it if we believe it's doing wrong, there's certainly those even in Israel that look to their own government. But there's so much, such complicated messes that are done by interfering in it. And maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but I think if you let people figure it out locally and don't use them as pawns, they're going to figure out it's in everybody's best interest to find a way to get along, even if they don't like each other, to tolerate, do business. And that's at one point in history, at least my mother, when she grew up there, she said it was like that.
Yeah, and I think it's you know, if you look at the history of Jerusalem as an example, I didn't even realize this, but and I know that we're not talking about religion here, but or spirituality. It's a medical show, but I think it's very relevant. But when you look at the history of Jerusalem, I didn't know this, but there have been 27 wars that have been fought over Jerusalem, and some of the histories. In fact, I think, Robert, off the air, I once told you there's a great movie called, I have to remember what the name of the movie is. It's escaping me now. During the time of King Richard, when he controlled the city of Jerusalem, and how there was no tolerance for anyone who abused another because of their religion. All religions were treated equally, whether you were Christian, Muslim, Jewish. The azan prayer was given in Jerusalem, even though it was under Christian control, it was completely tolerated, but how there was one of the components within the Christian sector that was very militant, I guess would be the right word.
Sure.
And how they had attacked some caravans, and when King, I think it was King Richard, when King Richard died, he had a very close relationship with Salah ad-Din, and Salah ad-Din then, after the king died, gave an opportunity for the new controlling Christian sector that was very militant and had attacked multiple caravans, gave them a chance to give up their what he called criminal acts, I guess, and they didn't, and that's when Salah ad-Din went in and invaded Jerusalem, took Jerusalem over,
right,
and then it was under Muslim control for the next 300 years or whatever it was.
We call it the rest of the story.
I'm sorry?
That's the rest of the story.
Yeah, that's the rest of the story. But when you start thinking about this, how this particular king, how he had not tolerated anything other than tolerance. There was no tolerance for intolerance, if that
right.
makes sense. In other words,
yeah.
only tolerance was accepted and nothing less was accepted. And everything for however long his reign was very, very peaceful. It was when a group who came out, and this, I guess the instrumental point here that I'd like to point out is this comes right back to the seventh toxicity, which is a spiritual toxicity, which we've talked about before, is that when you have, see, I did bring this back around to the medical realm.
Well done, well done, sir.
When you have the need to perpetuate your belief system on anybody, and it doesn't even have to be religious, it can be any belief system, but you feel compelled to impose your viewpoint on somebody else to the point of going beyond verbal convincing, at that point you now are suffering from an emotional, psychological, and especially in this case, since we're talking about religious, it's actually a spiritual toxicity.
Sure.
Emotional, psychological is the fifth toxicity. We keep that separate because there is this phenomenon where before I used to think that spiritual, emotional, psychological toxicities were one and the same, but they're actually not, because there are many people that I've met that have emotional, psychological toxicities but not spiritual toxicities, and vice versa. And so that's the reason I split the fifth. There was a sixth one, which is food, which we've talked about, the homogenization, pasteurization, irradiation, genetic modification of foods. So that's the sixth toxicity. So I had to split the fifth one. So when I split the fifth one, the next one that I split, which is spirituality, went to the seventh toxicity. That's why it's not the sixth toxicity. But anyway, the point being that when you accept intolerance, that is the same thing as encouraging intolerance.
Encouraging it. This is a fascinating discussion. We've got to take a quick break here. Dr. Bitar, around the world, globetrotting and bringing the power to heal back to the people wherever he goes. We appreciate him so much, and we'll get more into that. You want to learn more about the toxicities? Read the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's linked up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Bitar mentioned the seventh toxicity, which is the spiritual toxicity, and then the fifth, broken out into the emotional, psychological toxicity, and then the sixth, right in between there, the food toxicity. And that's where I wanted to start today, Dr. Bitar, but I just so much appreciate your willingness to talk about the things we just did, because so few people can do that without yelling and screaming at one another. So terrific things you're doing there. This food toxicity is very interesting because a new article came out, a new paper coming out talking about fast food and weight gain. Now, most people assume on a superficial level that it's only about the calories. We've always talked about the toxicity of the food, but now they're actually confirming that the additives, the pesticides, all the preservatives, the nasty things that are in there besides what they call food are causing great harm to the beneficial gut bacteria, specifically that they link to burning of calories. In other words, weight loss, losing weight. So now they're finally acknowledging that quality of food matters. It's not purely about calories.
Well, Robert, it would seem to people, at least like you and I, that information to be intuitive, and yet they had to do a study for that, and that may be, again, another one of those moments of dough that you thought to
yes.
accentuate. But, you know, here I'll make a prediction. I think that another 10, maybe 15 years, they will then get to the point of not just talking about the constituents of the food, i.e. the preservatives and the additives, but they'll also start talking about what we do to the food, because the sixth toxicity is not about what's in the food, because
right.
those additives and preservatives and all those things actually fall underneath either the first or the second toxicity, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, or the opportunistics, which would be, you know, any of the things that happen to the food.
Sure.
But in this particular case, the sixth toxicity actually is what we do to the food. So you could actually consider adding all these things that change the constituents of what we're taking into our bodies. But then there's also things that we do to the food itself, i.e. pasteurization, homogenization, irradiation, right. Genetic modification, actually changing the structure of food. And so then this is my prediction that in 15 years, 10 years, they're going to be talking about how all these processes that we take food through are also causing, or at least are a major component of causing chronic disease. So we not only have covered a moment of dud, but we're going to cover a moment of dud 10 to 15 years
ago. You're getting way ahead of it.
Yeah.
That's great. And you know, the thing is, when you talk about what we do to the food, part of that is the recognition, for instance, of the animal proteins, like the burgers at a fast food joint. These animals are eating GMO foods. They're also being given antibiotics just to stay alive or purposefully to fatten them up for slaughter to gain more weight per pound that they wouldn't have gotten without an additional year of growth, for instance.
Or prophylactically to prevent them from having disease because they're kept so
right.
in close proximity to each other that the perpetuation of disease would be a natural consequence of just being so cramped in close quarters.
Right.
And so, yeah, so that alters the entire food chain. And people that say, oh, it's not that significant, eating meat that has been basically raised for anywhere from a third to a fourth of its life on antibiotics, you're getting all those antibiotics when you're taking them yourself. So you're actually sterilizing your own gut.
Yeah, and not a good plan. And again, what's interesting here is this will probably finally gain some traction in the media. Why? Well, simply because it's about weight loss. And then when it comes to losing weight, suddenly people are paying attention. Interesting, you know. And the weight isn't really the fundamental problem. It's what's in the weight, of course. And the reality is, and again, they're acknowledging the gut ecology, the microbiome, and we know the immune system, the production of the endocrine substances, the neurotransmitters, all of these things impacted by just, you know, when you destroy even a small percentage of the gut microbiome.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. And this is an additive phenomenon. So the more things you add onto this pile of things that are imbalanced, you've got the altered gut flora because of the antibiotics, which then kill off some of the good bacteria. And they may kill off some of the bad bacteria, but the bad bacteria by themselves aren't really pathogenic. It's when you start killing off everything and allow for other opportunistic things, i.e. candida or various species of candida to come up. Or sometimes it's just that imbalance. Because there are good bacteria, there are bad bacteria, but the bad bacteria usually are kept in check by the other flora. But when you start throwing off the balance by these antibiotics that basically end up sterilizing the gut, you allow for unfettered growth of other things. So there's nothing there to balance the situation. Think of a forest situation and you've got the mm-hmm. rabbits and the deer and the wolves and the whole cycle of life. Well, when you take away the predator, all of a sudden the rabbit population, the deer population grows so fast
yeah.
that then they eat all the food and
ooh,
then start
yeah, speaking
off.
Of that, we got to take another break here, Dr. Bitar. Why are 40% of the people on food stamps obese, and does it have anything to do with the story we just covered? Stick around. We've got lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, advanced medicine continues here with Dr. Rasha Bitar all the way over in the Middle East, having a great time and certainly enjoying not only the stories, but always chatting wherever you are on the principles of healing that you've revealed, of course, in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. And we've got that going on as the calls are coming in, but I can't take them while we're on the air. But the The issue here of food and the food toxicity, I know you kind of break them out into a lot of different toxicities, which is always brilliant because it gives people a little easier to understand how each one of these things impact their health. And again, why you did 9 steps, not 1, not 2, but there are 9 that you have to consider here. And this follow-up to our discussion on the damage to the microbiome from fast food. The USDA analyzed data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey for the years between 2007 and 2010 and found that 29% of Americans are overweight and 31% are obese. But 40% that are on food stamps are obese, which is a significantly higher percentage. Why would that be?
Well, I think that as we discussed prior to the break, it's because of not only the calorie-rich components that these people are consuming, perhaps. We've always looked at calories, but you and I both know it's not the calories, it's the type of food that you're eating. There's a couple of I don't know what the reason is they've given, Robert, and the link that you sent me, unfortunately, it's not pulling it up. It's pulling up on something about the SNAP program, and it's talking more about women, U.S. Department of Agriculture. But anyway, let me take a guess at it, and then you tell me if this is what they came up with. But I would think that when you're looking at 40% of a population, or in this case we're talking about a population of people that are on food stamps, so you're looking at 40% of people that are on food stamps that are, did you say obese or overweight?
Yeah, they said obese.
Obese.
Yeah.
So obesity is defined as, for a woman, I believe it's over 35% body fat, and a male, 30% body fat. I believe that's what the clinical definition of obesity is. And, I mean, 35% body fat is, that's more than a third of your body is just fat. That is tremendous. I mean, you start looking at, you know, the musculoskeletal system and how that should be a significant part of your body weight. You start getting a frame of reference that clinical obesity, these people on fat, they are clinically obese, which means if you take a typical person that you see, typical American that you may think is a little bit overweight or is overweight, that doesn't necessarily mean they're clinically obese. So clinical obesity is huge. These people are big, right?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at 40% of this subpopulation being clinically obese, I'm gonna take a stab at it. Because they're not having to pay for the food, they can indulge more, and so they're just eating more content. Is mm-hmm. that possibly one of those reasons?
Well, there was some indication that there was a higher caloric intake. I don't know that it was super significant, but of course it is within the realm of possibility what you posited there.
Let me take a second one. Let me take a second guess.
Yeah.
Second guess would be that people that are on food stamps, obviously they are on food stamps because they don't have enough income that the government feels that they can sustain themselves. So probably these people are not in a very good emotional, psychological state. They're probably depressed. They probably have money concerns. And so they're probably motivated to eat for the same reasons that most people eat, which is when we eat, we tend to we're eating because we have an emotional issue. A lot of people eat for emotional reasons. And I would venture that my second guess would be that they are getting what they call emotionally fixing foods, foods that have high sugar content,
yes,
foods that have high fructose content, high corn syrup content, that type of thing.
That's where you're nailing it exactly right. The study found that the SNAP, these are the food stamp recipients, were less likely to consume raw vegetables and whole fruits and more likely to consume these sodas. You know, these empty calories, if you will, the refined foods that are so cheap because they're subsidized, and not the whole fresh vegetables, for instance. So that's a big concern or consideration here is why I've said they don't need more money for food stamps. They need to learn how to grow their own food because, you know, they're not able to afford to buy the stuff if it's, you know, pure, organic, clean, non-GMO. So we want to encourage folks to, you know, go wherever they live in the inner city or whatever, find a way to convert the little land that's there into community plots to start growing this stuff.
Yeah, it is something that is very, very crucial for us as a global society to start thinking more about the sustainability of what we're eating. Not only the sustainability of how we're living or how we're growing our food, but how we're living. And this is a perfect example. This study goes on to, you know, basically is a perfect example to show what's going to happen in the future if this type of behavior is allowed to continue. As more and more people end up having, you know, we've talked about the political, the economic issues, all these other things that are happening. as more people tend to be stressed, depressed, whatever, for whatever reasons they are, and the choices of foods aren't the healthy choices, this is a cycle that'll feed upon itself, meaning that you're going to be less prone to having those drops in blood sugar late in the afternoon, and then you get that fixed by taking a Coca-Cola or eating a Twinkie or whatever, you know, getting a cookie or whatever. If you're eating more raw vegetables, you're not going to have the spikes in sugars. If you're eating more raw vegetables, you're going to be leaner weight. You're going to probably feel better about yourself if you are lower body fat content. You're not going to have the insulinic peaks and troughs that the body has to go through. So it's one of those things that we've talked about before too, Robert, is a never-ending self-feeding chain. So when we talk about the inhibitory feedback loops, this would be a positive feedback loop because it's continuing to worsen the situation. The more you do it, the worse it feeds upon itself, and you're basically perpetuating the next cataclysmic event to take place from a physiology standpoint.
Well, an observation so powerful, if we just look around and see the health of the animals that we're consuming, if you are doing that, how do you expect to eat diseased animals that are loaded with drugs, antibiotics, and GMOs and expect to remain healthy? I know that most people don't even consider it in America, so it's not even a thought to ask the question. But once you point this out, then people will go, even a sixth grader, fourth grader will go, let's see, if I eat sick food, will that make me healthy or sicker, right? It's one of those basic common sense kind of things. And now we have another study, interestingly enough, coming out not so far from you, but Sub-Saharan Africa. They've got a study that closely links the health of livestock in a given community with the health of the people that are raising them. So they're very connected here to recognize that when the animals are sick, the people are sick. But we're so far removed from it, we don't even know what health is in our Western world culture because very few people, percentage-wise, are that close to the food that's being produced that is then eaten.
Yeah, I think this goes back to similar things to Dr. Emoto's work with water, where he talked about the intention of what the individual had, or even just writing the words anger and frustration and violence on water versus on a piece of paper and putting that on the bottle of water versus love and gratitude on the water, and how it actually changes the configuration of the water molecules. And then he froze them and took electron microscopy images to show the difference in the water molecules with just those words, and those are the only differentiating factors. And so this comes back to the purpose of prayer before you eat, or to bless your food, if you will. It doesn't have to be a religious prayer per se. It's just a gratitude for being able to consume something. So I think that, you know, I'm taking it to the next level, perhaps what you're talking about, but the state of health of the individual dictating the state of health of the animals that you're consuming. It's the same thing as actually blessing your food. And so we are detached as a society in the West, I think, because we don't even know where the food comes from. Where does beef come from? Well, it comes from the cold meat section of the grocery food store. Nobody knows the whole cycle of where the animal was born, how it was bred, you know, what it was fed, how it was taken to a feedlot, how it was slaughtered, and, you know, all these other aspects that we get completely detached from. So I think it's a really, really valid point.
Yeah, I do like that it's being brought out, even though people, oh, that's in Kenya, that's not in America. I was like, come on, people, wake the hell up. Let me just say that. You cannot eat food that is diseased. But the perception, because we're such a visual species in the West, that if an ear of corn that's genetically modified looks visually similar to an ear of corn that's organic and non-GMO, most people in America still think there's no difference, even though you can measure the nutritional difference. You can measure the glyphosate on one and not on another. And then we have to take it to that realm of the other story we acknowledge, people eating fast food. Those toxins are impacting their gut ecology, and then they have to recognize, oh my gosh, these microbes are not going to kill me. They're here for my good, and killing them indiscriminately by my food is not a good idea.
Yes, and this is something that the more that we help people to make them aware of this, I think that's the first step, obviously, is awareness. And many people are already aware of this, but I'm really glad that this, I don't know if this is where you were thinking was going to go, but I'm really glad it's going this direction, because I think the first step is for people to become aware, and we're doing that right now. And hopefully, as more people become aware, they can start taking the steps that are necessary in order to prevent the sequela from occurring that we're discussing.
Yeah, do check out the links in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. And if you ever miss an episode with Dr. Bitar, of course, you can listen to it through the normal routes at our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and UK Health Radio. But you can always go directly to medicalrewind.com. Hundreds of hours of Dr. Bitar and I get discussing a lot of cool things and really reinforcing it. And the reason we bring up these studies to talk about is not that they are necessarily new to us and our observations, but they validate for those that are really engaged in, well, is there somebody that's actually published on this? Despite the fact that a lot of the peer-reviewed publications are problematic, there's some things that just overtly show the common sense of what we've been saying and strengthen our point, and we're all about that.
Yeah, I think that the reliance on studies to substantiate what should be intuitively obvious to us, I think that's, again, making excuses. I had, while I was lecturing in Jordan, to this group of...
Hold that thought. We're on another break. We're going to be back to wrap up with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We're going to hear some more stories from how he was received over in the Middle East with the message of health freedom and healing liberty and all the ways that maybe some of these doctors were not taught. I'm very curious. So stick around. There's more with Dr. Bitar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Scott Bell Show. All right, Dr. Bittar, I'm very curious to hear how you were received, because you are speaking to groups of allopathic physicians, maybe not all of them, maybe not some of them. I don't know the percentage-wise have been exposed to the kind of things you know and talk about and have written about, that maybe you were met with some level of resistance from the medical community. I mean, that's happened in lectures in the States and in Canada. Tell me, how were you received?
Well, there was I didn't talk about health freedom and that type of stuff. I was actually specifically giving a lecture on cancer.
Okay.
And there were some very senior hospitalists and medical professionals there. I mean, they were all allopathic.
Hardcore dogma on chemo and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. All chemo, all radiation-oriented doctors.
Wow.
You know, chief of staffs of hospitals. And a lot of governmental officials, very high-ranking governmental officials, as in, like, higher than the Ministry of Health type. Interestingly enough, the very, very high governmental officials loved it. They just ate it up. I was invited to the homes of a couple of them and had dinner with them, you know, either before or after the conference. But some of them had heard some of my message before. But specifically, the reason I brought that up was the reason before the break that I brought up the lecture at Jordan was because of when the reference to the reliance upon peer-reviewed literature and published studies. And this is something that those doctors also brought up. It's one of those things that when you start relying upon studies, and we've already talked about the problems with some of these studies and how in one particular case at least a doctor that had published 10 different studies had fabricated all the data. It was all completely made up. When we start looking at these types of things, it's, you know, you have to be very, very cautious of what the agenda was for the people that were doing these studies. But then there's another greater component to this, and I really, really accentuated this when I talked to them. We have to remember that science is made up of facts.
Mm-hmm.
And facts are what is the result of a double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multicenter trial. So these published peer-reviewed studies we're talking about, they only collect facts. And facts, yes, it's true that facts make up science, just like bricks make up a house. But a pile of bricks does not make up a house. And similarly, a pile of facts, which these studies come up with, don't make science. So it's very, very important that people remember this, that a house is no more or a pile of bricks is no more than a house as a pile of facts is science.
Right.
Vice versa. A pile of facts is about as much science as a pile of bricks is a house.
Right.
And so
and also, Dr. Bitar, I've been covering this, but we've covered the Journal of the American Medical Association editor speaking out against these things. Recently, The Lancet, a former editor for over 10 years, The Lancet, and the British Medical Journal as well, have come out and acknowledged this, that you cannot rely on the peer-reviewed literature anymore, period. It's a sacred cow that is ready to be slaughtered. Those are the words that are coming out of the insiders.
Yeah, right. And so I'm so glad you brought that up, because that furthers the argument that I'm making, that when people rely, and I'm not even seeing people relying on the peer-reviewed literature, because I don't really find people, as a general, relying on this type of literature. What I find is those that are vested in the status quo and are scared of the new innovations that are coming along, their go-to argument is, well, where was it published, or where is the peer-reviewed literature supported? Because they are still in that archaic mindset, and the only thing that they have to support themselves is that archaic thought process. And it's important for all of us to remember that we cannot create the solution to a problem with the same mindset that created it. Einstein said that. Mm-hmm. That was his definition of insanity.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're speaking of things like this, I mean, these are the oncologists still rely on mammography to detect breast cancer that it actually causes. I mean, you might have upset a few of them.
Oh, I mean, the specific issue of mammography came up, and I showed the Chinese study where they did the 19,000 women that did self-breast exams, and they found at the end that the mortality and morbidity with self-breast exams compared to mammography was exactly the same, and I believe that was actually skewed, because it would have been a lot less with self-exams, because you're not compressing the breast, traumatizing the breast, irradiating the breast repetitively year after year. So to say that, you know, the onset of catching breast cancer was the same, perhaps I would believe that, but to say that the mortality rate was the same, I would have a hard time believing that.
Dr. Bitar, we got to get more stories from you over the week, because I know you're going to be there, and I appreciate you staying up late so we could do this.
Absolutely, Robert. Absolutely.
All right, so stand by. We're going to take a break. I'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Bitar, I'll be back next week. Stay safe, and remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.